just want to say I am in beautiful Orlando, Orlando, Florida. What you hear in the background is waterfalls. I would love to let it just keep flowing so you get the essence of it all. But let's see how that works out in the editing. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about something. And when I tell you this is a roller coaster ride of an episode, I was going to come on a podcast anyway, but I had a totally different subject I was going to podcast about. And then something happened and I was like, whoa. Okay, so here is a teachable moment. So I'm going to take advantage of it and podcast about this topic. So let me tell you what happened first, because if I tell you the topic, I don't think it'll go over as well as it will if I tell it to you the way I want to tell it to you. Now, my kids and everybody else hate this because they say, look, it's not a screenplay. You're talking to me. Just talk. But I feel in this case, it's important for me to script it out, so to speak, outline it or something. All right. So here's what happened. I put an order in at Walmart. Again, I'm down here on vacation at my cousin's house. Actually, it was a family reunion. And now the family reunion is over and I'm just visiting with my cousin brother. I say cousin brother because my mother helped raise him. And so I said, OK, let me, you know, order some things. You know, I treated and cooked last night and everything. And so I'm all happy and, you know, waiting for the, you know, order to come or whatever. And so then for some reason, the delivery guy 2 days ago stops at the gate. And I'm like, why doesn't he just bring the freaking stuff, you know, to the apartment? So couldn't figure it out. And so I get a call from Walmart saying the driver needs to know the apartment. Can you please tell it to me so I can give it to the driver? So I said, okay. And I gave it to her. She gave it to him. He dropped off the order. My cousin intercepted. And so all good in the hood, right? So then yesterday I went to deliver whole bunch of problems, telling me that I should deliver it today, but I saw where yesterday was available. So I pushed that being hard-headed and it just didn't come and no response. I guess they were like, this chick is hard-headed. We're offering her what we got. She's trying to push what's hyperlinked, but evidently we don't want her to do that. So anyway, didn't get the order. I called, I was upset and frustrated. They offered me a $20 certificate. So I was thankful. I thought that was nice. And it was only a 60 something dollar order, almost 70. Matter of fact, it was 70. So that brought it down to like 50, give or take. And so, I said, okay, so I redid the order and it was supposed to deliver between 9 and 10 today. And so the driver, I watched him drive all the way, get right here at it. Cause it's a gated community, get right there to the gate and stop. Just like the other driver. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So evidently when Walmart sent the information over to the driver must not get the apartment or the building number, because it's an apartment house. It's a weird thing. It's a house, but they line them up like an apartment. I don't know. It's a weird situation. But anyway, very nice, very gorgeous. Very gorgeous and futuristic looking, but it's different. But anyway, I say, so there's the gated community has, each building has a number, and then there are apartment numbers, right? And so I was just given the building number because for some reason in my brain, it was something's wrong with my brain, but it was the only number on the building and the other buildings had a different number. So I'm thinking that was it. But me being hard-headed, they may have only put the number on this building, but it's for the surrounding buildings, all the apartments to the left and the right, or the apartment houses, I'm sorry, to the left and the right. And so by me just saying the building, he didn't know where to leave it. I guess he understood, but I didn't understand because I'm from Jersey. You know what I mean? We don't have apartment houses in New Jersey. So anyway, I'm like, well, what the heck? So when it happened again today, I'm seeing the driver at the gate. He didn't even enter. And in my head, it's like, what the freak? Why won't you enter? What is the problem? You stop right at the gate. And I'm looking at where he is versus where he has to go. And it's just like, oh, my God. So I keep sending my cousin these slap on the head emojis because he's at work. And anyway, getting frustrated, going off, trying to figure out what's what, calling. Then the dude only spoke Spanish. So When the phone picked up, it was speaking Spanish to me and telling me to do something. I didn't know what the heck to do. And I'm getting frustrated. Walmart's going to have to get it together. You know, this is unacceptable. You know, in my overly Karen voice or whatever. I don't know. But I was just really done, right? And so next thing I know, the driver is leaving. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Again? Yesterday, it didn't show up. Today, it's leaving. What the heck? Because I ordered breakfast to cook for my granddaughter and my cousin, my other cousin. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and so I try to call a driver again. I get a bunch of Spanish, and I don't know what he's saying. So I leave a message. This is the apartment number, thinking that, I'm sorry, this part came before he drove off, where I left the number. I'm thinking, okay, maybe he'll know the number, even if he doesn't, if he only speaks Spanish. But in about 5 minutes, that's when he drove off. So that's when I call Walmart. So it's a bunch of rigmarole, but I'm getting to a point. So now I'm upset. I'm angry. This is Walmart's fault. Because, you know, I gave them the address. The address number must not be going through, and the driver isn't getting it, and now he's leaving. So I call Walmart. I tell them. They're like, oh, no. And so she just tried to help me out, and we're talking about this and that, and I'm blaming any and everybody and everything. Not to her, of course, but in my mind, I am going psycho. Like, I'm like, the driver just drove off. And what is it with his message when you call? Everything is in Spanish. You can't even communicate with him. You can't even text. It's totally not like Instacart, where you can communicate with the shopper when they're shopping. And even after, like, I'm really kind of going ham in my mind. And I'm angry, right? To a point where, you know, the first thing we do nowadays, we go to social media and we blast people. And so I'm ready to do that. I'm thinking of the meme or the GIF I'm going to put up with the, you know, sarcastic comment and the people I'm going to text saying, oh, I'm so annoyed, you know. And so and these are the things that we do oftentimes when we are upset because things don't go our way or there's a hiccup. And so I'm talking to them and they're like, OK, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, try to stop the driver, you know, because he's on his way back to the store. And we're going to have him turn around and bring the goods back. And we're just going to give him the apartment number. So I said, okay. She said, I'll call you back. Because she had me on hold so many times on and off that she was like, look, at this point, let me just call you back. Let me call the driver. I said, okay. So she calls me back. She says, okay. So she says the driver had returned everything and canceled the order. And the money has been refunded. And so, and I'm not upset because for me, it's another opportunity. And so we're talking and then in the course of us talking, we realize that me, Andrea Renee Clinton, did not put in what my cousin told me, which is there is the complex address. There is the address with the building. And then there is the apartment number. All Andrea heard was the address because we don't do this in Jersey. You know what I mean? In New Jersey, you just have 24 Success Street or Success Avenue or 33 Success Avenue. You don't have 228-513-09-524. Like, come on. And so anyway, I don't know. I got frustrated and so she said, I was frustrated, but again, it was an opportunity for me to at least start it over and get the order. I was just frustrated because I wanted to make breakfast for my granddaughter and for my cousin, you know? And so now it's going to be delayed. And so she's like, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll make it for 2:00. I put it in there. You know, you still have the credit that they gave you for not, you know, delivering it last night. You know, you'll just have to go back in and just, you know, press order. She said, I set everything up for you, so you don't even have to do much. Now, granted, there were a few items that she did not put in, but I'm sure it was an oversight trying to help me. But I think what I wanted to be a teachable moment is that I was literally about to go ham and blame everybody but me. I did not put the apartment number. I put the building number. The address that he gave, but I didn't give the apartment and someone else could have got the groceries and I would have been held responsible. So the driver did do the right thing. Now, granted, the whole not being able to communicate because they only spoke Spanish. And when I called, he didn't answer. And then when I left the message, you know, he didn't get it because evidently he doesn't understand English. That was annoying and needs to be dealt with. And I'm gonna leave it alone. People can figure out whatever for themselves because I pretty much know what time it is. But for the most part, Walmart did not do anything wrong. Andrea did something wrong because when in Rome, you do as the Romans. Doesn't matter that in New Jersey, we don't have a mile long address number with a bunch of other numbers. It's weird. It's what they do in Rome. It's what they do in Orlando. And so what I should have done was not just put the street address and the, you know, city, state, whatever. I should have also included all those other numbers that my cousin told me to put. And I didn't. And so that's what caused the problem. And so I just thought it was a great moment to, you know, just talk about how we get ourselves in an uproar and we go off and snap and we blame everybody under the sun, you know, for something going wrong. And then we dog the company. And then next thing you know, the company that we need to be able to go and purchase items is not even in existence because so many of us have browbeaten the company for something that was either in whole or in part our fault or just our mistake. But we put it off on the company and then we go to the reviews. I think we have we've just kind of been really in overdrive with, you know, reviews and internet and social media. And we're browbeating the heck out of the places that we need. And we need to be more patient. Now, even if they make a mistake and they can make a dastardly mistake that just really messed up your whole trip or your whole order or your party or whatever, and you can be very angry and they should accommodate and do something to make up for it. And then if they don't, you should still push for it. But I'm just saying at this juncture, at this point, we need to not beat them in the ground and in a hole and end up with nothing. It reminds me of when the 60s, when they would riot and they tear up their own neighborhood. And then decades later, when people forget that they were rioting, they would turn around and blame them. Oh, you know, they're ghetto. Look, they don't have anything. This is what they do to their stuff. Not saying that, okay, they tore up the neighborhood stores of the people who, you know, they felt were either supporting the outsiders or just not supporting them, but taking their money. Regardless to whatever, they ended up in a hole because then they needed these stores and the stores were gone. And the only stores that were available, they had to get on a bus and go out to because they had tore up the community and the community businesses. And that's what I'm saying. We don't want to verbally tear up the stores and abuse them to a point to where they end up leaving. I think Walmart and a couple other businesses already reported they were going to leave because of a lot of stolen items. And I get it. You know, when you're hungry and you don't have, you're going to break in stores and kick down doors and do whatever so that you can eat and feed your kids. I get it. I'm not saying that it's lawful. It's very unlawful. However, folks are not going to see their kids hungry. They're not going to go without. The government knows this. So if we're going to point a finger, .. But, you know, and again, not to say that the person is right for stealing because they're not. And a lot of middle class and very wealthy people can talk smack and try to say, you know, no, it's illegal. Lock them up. Throw away the key. But there, but for the grace of God, that could be you. And you could be hungry and no longer middle class or wealthy. You know how it is when you're middle class and you know, drop down a few notches, you know, now you're depressed and need a psychological help. And when you're wealthy and then the other guys outsmarted you and got rid of you because your competition or whatever, and now you don't have what they have, you go jump off a freaking building. You know what I mean? So that's wrong too. Okay. But people deal with things differently. And not everybody is prone or wanting to jump off a building. Instead, they take matters into their own hands and they feed themselves or their kids or their family. And sometimes it may mean taking from others. And it is wrong. It's dead wrong because you work hard for what you have. But when folks are hungry, they do what they do to survive. And so that's something that the government needs to look into. Don't put people in those predicaments when you see the prices are going high and the businesses are being extra, you know, put a price thing on it. I forgot what they call it, but where they stop them from a price freeze, I think it's called. And there's another name where they stop them from raising their prices and things, you know, until the economy works itself out. you know, that's what they should do. But they did it a little during COVID, and then I guess they lifted it, and now people are losing their minds. Even $300,000-$400,000 house is now going for $600,000-$700,000. And because people have, you know, maybe done a little bit better, or they just want it, you know, they figure life is short after coming so close with COVID, they don't care. They're going to go and buy it. And, you know, anyway, long story, I don't want to go all around the world, but my point is that, you know, people are just getting to a point to where they're doing what they have to do to get what they need to survive. And everybody's in survival mode. And I think regardless of how you feel and whatever your opinion is, when survival mode is on and popping, all bets are off. Nobody is listening to your rules, your laws, or your whatever. I don't know if anybody knows what hunger feels like. I was always told that I don't. My mother used to always say, kids in Africa are starving. And I used to say, I'm starving too. But she was like, no, you're not. You're just hungry. But wait, you know, be patient. But what happens when you wait and wait and wait and you're being patient and nothing is coming to you? You know, you resort to, and listen, I may not have been the kind of hungry that people in other countries, not just Africa, but people in other countries have been where they've suffered to a point to where your skin is to your bone. I may not have been that hungry. However, I've been a certain level of hunger where you go and swipe something. And I think everybody has experienced that at some point, you know, where they were hungry. I don't care if you were wealthy out in the jungle somewhere and you couldn't wait till you got back to the smorgasbord of food waiting for you. You know what that's like. So imagine someone being like that all day, every day. What do you want them to do? The body needs nourishment. And when it doesn't get it, you know, survival of the fittest, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, they shouldn't. I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to all work together, and we need to, because I kind of ventured a little left, but I'm going to try to bring it back. We need to all work together to survive, from the businesses that want to stay big or get bigger to the people who want to have the businesses around so that they can, you know, get the things that they need. We need to work together because we all need one another, regardless to how we see things. And we can't have the businesses around if we browbeat them. You know, sometimes it's our fault. Like today, it was mine because I didn't put the address. And I will give them a little bit of the fault because I don't know if I want to give it to them or the driver. But I mean, I could have communicated with him. I called. I kept getting the machine. I don't know if he was trying to call the office like the other driver. Or I don't know if he probably just didn't take the call because he knew he couldn't speak English. But that was a barrier. And so that caused an issue. But I feel like all things can be worked out. Like I'm sitting here hot, tired and sweating. Had to turn the air down so that I could do this podcast, and I'm going to turn it back up before everybody in the house has my head. I guess, you know, like I said, I don't know, that's neither here nor there. It worked out. It worked out because I called, you know, they fixed the issue. I just did the order. Hopefully there's no more issues because at this point, they have that entire address, the apartment, everything. And so, but my point is that, you know, it just was kind of messed up because it could have went a whole other direction if I and the rep had not figured out that I didn't give the apartment number. I would have gone on to blame Walmart and posted it all over social media, text people. Yeah, you know, and then they would have gotten knocked for something that was not their fault. So that's what the main point is. And I thought was a great teachable moment. Before you go pointing fingers and getting angry with people, calm down, try to solve the problem. And once you see what's wrong, because some of us have gotten so bitter, I would love to blame COVID, which like we do these days, but people were bitter before COVID. And it wasn't just because of the ex-president or the current president or previous presidents and politics or whatever. Some of us were just bitter, you know what. And we were just talking and knocking any and everybody. And so once we found out that it was our fault or it was no one's fault, instead of admitting it, we just continued on talking smack about the person or the business or whatever. And it's just not right. Like, don't want to be bitter and so whatever that you not only knock somebody, but once you figure out that it wasn't their fault and what the problem is, that you leave it and they got to wear something that wasn't even theirs. You know, a lot of businesses and even ourselves, we make enough mistakes. We don't need anybody throwing dirt on us. So I just wanted to point that out so that we can, you know, kind of dig ourselves, because I see this a lot. I see this an awful lot. I've seen somebody dog somebody on social media. And then when someone made a really good point that even changed my point of view, instead of that person admitting it because they had said so much and put so much effort and ego into it, they tried to stand behind what they said, even though it was obvious that they were wrong. And you know how bigger we would have saw that person, even after all the smack they were talking, if they would have just said, all right, you make a good point, my bad. We would have laughed and we would have given them a thumbs up. I would have followed because I would love a person who could see where they were wrong, but did stand behind what they believed in. You know, but they did turn around and say, you know, my apologies, you're right. But we don't do that. Social media has become a mask and a monster, or it's created monsters, you know, or rather I'd say because people can hide behind the mask, they've become monsters. And a lot of them, I tend to believe, are people who were bullied and now they feel like they have the opportunity. You know, the only reason why I don't say that they were bullies is because I believe somewhere in my mind that at some point bullies, you know, grow up and mature, realize they were wrong and they stop. But there were some who were bullies and they end up putting on the hat that the bully wore, you know. But in any case, I just would like for all of us to admit when we are wrong, when we see it, it makes you a better person. I used to be the kind of person that I would argue to the end and then I would be stubborn. I mean, granted, I was very young. But as I got older and matured, I realized like it's better to just go ahead and admit it and, you know, have it be a teachable moment that you learn from. People respect you more. And I think we've gotten out of the habit of, you know, wanting respect, because now it's the whole, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. You know, I guess that's supposed to make us stronger or feel better or, you know, whatever, to not care about what anybody thinks. And I'm not saying you run around caring about what people think about you. What I am saying is that you don't want them to think negatively of you. You know, you want to be seen. I think all of us, right? Don't we all want to be seen as an upstanding, you know, decent or nice, kind person? The only time we ever want to be seen as someone who can, you know, get with this or that is when we need to, you know, be in self-preservation mode or protection mode. You know, then we want people to know like, hey, you know, don't, not over here. But for the most part, don't we all want people to see us as a decent human being or kind or nice human being? I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. You know, I tell people all the time, even though I'm Muslim, I am the preacher's granddaughter. So I was raised in the church, you know, and taught certain etiquette, you know, and behavior, you know, was, you know, it brings forth God's smile, not his frown or anger, so to speak. And so I just assume that people think like me, but maybe not. Maybe some people like the devil to come and shake their hand and embrace them and welcome them to his fold. I don't know. I'm not one of them. I want no parts of it. So anybody who wants it, they can have my share. I don't want it. I want to be kind and I want to believe the world is kind, but you know, we'll see. Again, I just thought it was a good moment to seize. To talk about how I made a mistake and, you know, to say that, you know, it's okay if you make a mistake or you do something wrong, to say that you did it. Just don't let somebody else wear it. That's not right. And if it's true that what we put out in the universe comes back to us, you know, this is going to come back. So don't put it out in the universe. If it belongs to you, it's yours. You know, say it, own it, you know, apologize for it, or just say, you know, that was my fault, you know. Whatever, but don't put it off on somebody else. That's just not right. But anyway, as you know, the I'm Just Saying Entertainment podcast it's just a place where those of us in entertainment can come and just kind of say whatever's on our mind or talk about current events or, you know, share some of our skills or knowledge about entertainment. And it's also, you know, a place where those who like entertainers or love entertainers can come to join us, even if it's just listening or at some point joining in and asking questions. But I just, today I needed to bring that point out, and I'm glad that I was able to, because I had another point I was going to make today, but it wasn't as rich. It was just a very in general, and this one was just a little bit, to me anyway, I don't know. I think it just kind of may have been more helpful to someone who's listening. I know some people may be confused and say, well, wait, this has nothing to do with entertainment. No, it's not that type of party. It is an entertainment hub where we will talk about entertainment, do's and don'ts and how to's from time to time. We'll talk about and review films. However, it is a place for us. It's almost like I've opened up a tavern where we serve everything that entertainers love. And again, those who like to watch entertainers. And we just kind of all come in together and just greet, hey, how you doing? And going over to the bar and order our virgin, whatever or whatever. And we just sit and just talk and just have a meeting of the minds. It's that type of party. So anyway, this today on the table was just to be nice and have respect and let's not chase these businesses away type of conversation. And also, you know, get respect and let's get back to respecting ourselves and others and all that good stuff. So anyway, y'all heard the podcast. I don't have to repeat it all again. But thank you for tuning in. This is Andrea and I'm out and I'm just saying.